This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. More rain is forecast for Pagosa Springs after an earlier storm caused flooding and evacuations. The National Weather Service issued a flood warning for the San Juan River this afternoon that will run through Wednesday. Pagosa Springs town manager David Harris says the town is still assessing damage from this weekend's flooding.
Yes, we know rain is in the forecast. We knew another salvo is coming today and probably until tomorrow. Take them as they come. Manage the situation.
The weekend storm dropped as much as 6 inches of rain in some places. Governor Polis declared an emergency declaration on Sunday. Forecasters say the river is expected to rise above its bank this evening and crest at 12 feet, a foot and a half above flood stage, shortly after midnight. The American Civil Liberties Union of Colorado is taking the Trump administration to court. The ACLU says Immigration and Customs Enforcement is detaining people without enough probable cause and without warrants. Tim McDonald is the ACLU's legal director.
When ICE engages in these kinds of lawless, warrantless arrests, even U.S. citizens get swept up and detained, sometimes arrested. That's why it's so important for ICE to follow the law. It impacts all of us. The erosion of civil liberties for some ultimately always impacts everyone.
ACLU lawyers say the class action lawsuit was filed on behalf of a Utah college student and a number of other people who have been detained by ICE. The Department of Homeland Security had no immediate comment on the lawsuit, which was filed in federal court. This is CPR News. It's just about 6:06.